Hey, this is Lady Peaches. What's up? Hey, yeah. Hey, what's up? It's a nice sunny Monday, and we are all chilling in our house. I hope you guys are still remembering, even though that we're open, still quarantined. Stay safe. Do what you have to do and get back in. Enjoy your day. All that, the casinos is opening up and the mall is open again, so let's go appreciate what we forgot we had. So today's podcast is about about children and baby daddies. Like, what would you take off your baby daddy because he is going to be there for life? What you don't take? What are boundaries that some baby daddies have? Fathers, you know, because some ain't even in their children's lives, and then some are even in their children's lives and it doesn't even matter. Then some are in their children's lives and they're the best thing in the world, the king of their life, and their hero. So, for those who are suffering these new day and age, I have heard baby mamas or mothers, the new age mothers, say things like, "I don't want to file child support on him. That's a snitching on him." But then again, they're crying because they can't pay the rent. And I'm not saying the kid's money is for the rent, but it goes along with the territory. But the kid's money helps you. So the money that you get, you can pay the rent. So I just don't feel sorry for guys that have an excuse to not do for their children. Or they'll take a woman out on the town, splurge her to make the baby mama mad, and the son need a pair of new shoes. And then I've always, when my kids were growing up, my thing was, if you had on J's, they had on J's. You know, if you rock Louis Vuitton, they rocking Louis Vuitton. Because it just, to me, even though they little, they might not, you never know what might happen. You know, I lost my child at the age of 13. And him leaving us was really, really devastating to all of us. So, and the way these guys are doing it now, they are, honey, turning these women out on drugs so they can take their kids, give them to their family, and don't have to take care of them kids. Because with mama and them have them, mama gonna do whatever. She gonna make sure they all right. Because me as a mama, I do that for mine. So, it's done got outrageous to where when Jenna Reno was over it, baby daddies paid child support, whether the baby mamas wanted them to or not. It was automatically filed through the Department of Human Services. But even that has been slacking. Child enforcement or whatever it's called, you know. And those who do take care of their children, I salute you. I love you. Black man, soldier, black woman, white, black, Arabian, whatever. If you are there taking care of your child, making sure your child is being very well taken care of, and the baby mama don't want for nothing. Cause see, my baby daddy, he will even go as far as buy me a car. Why? Because he didn't want me and my kids on sitting on no bus in strangers' faces and all this kind of stuff, and they could be able to be kidnapped when I'm not watching or something. So he made sure I had a car to get them to the doctor's appointment, back and forth from school. He made sure they had their shoes, their clothes. They was up. They could be popular because they had the new stuff that came out. And it's just like some fathers care and some fathers don't. So, and these new age fathers, like, they'll take everything, care of everything but the kids. Some of them is even calling DHS on the parent, on the mothers, so they don't have to take care of the kids. These fathers is going, what would you do? I'm just saying, if it was your child, your grandchild, your nephew, your niece, you know, your great niece, great uncle, what would you do? If you seen this guy out on the town, just shopping, G'd up, and then you know for a fact, TT, and that's the example name, called you yesterday and told you that she hadn't seen him in 6 months and that the baby been needing some new shoes for 6 months. The one she got, he can't wear no more. And all she got left is her rent money or her electric money or her gas money or her other kids' money to get their shoes that they daddy gave them. And it's just this one that just don't want to cooperate. How would you feel? What would you do? Would you address the issue to your niece, nephew, or whatever, whichever one is which, the one that's the bearing parent, the one that's taking care of the parent child, or the one that's not? Like, do you not say nothing, or do you step in and just do it yourself? And that's kind of like enabling them, even though the child's being taken care of, it's still enabling them and giving them the freedom to not take care of their child. And I know, like, this new generation, they'll come sleep with the baby mama, shut the door, and don't even speak to their kid until their kid come in there and make them, hey, daddy, hey, son, hey, daughter. You know, and then being forced to interact, and then that's only for a few minutes until he's wanting the mama something. So what would you do? How would you feel if it was you on the outside looking in watching this go on? Do you step in? Do you mind your business? Do you help out? Like, what do you do? Tell me. This is Lady Peaches. What's up, yay. And we talking about those deadbeat dads. And congratulations to those fathers that do what do the most. And you know what I'm talking about. Love, peace, and hair grease. Till now and next time, we are family. Hey, I got all my sisters and me. Hey, yeah, we are family. Yeah, this Lady Peaches, what's up? Tune in till next time. Thank you for joining in on my podcast. And you have a lovely, lovely day. And enjoy your day. Hey, this is Lady Peaches. What's up? Hey, what's up? It's a nice sunny Monday, and we are all chilling in our house. I hope you guys are still remembering, even though that we're open, still quarantined. Stay safe. Do what you have to do and get back in. Enjoy your day. All that, the casinos is opening up and the mall is open again, so let's go appreciate what we forgot we had. So today's podcast is about about children and baby daddies. Like, what would you take off your baby daddy? Because he is going to be there for life. What do you take? What do you don't take? What are boundaries that some baby daddies have? Fathers, you know, because some ain't even in their children's lives. And then some are even in their children's lives and it doesn't even matter. Then some are in their children's lives and they're the best thing in the world, the king of their life. And their hero. So, for those who are suffering these new day and age, I have heard baby mamas or mothers, the new age mothers say things like, I don't want to file child support on him. That's a snitching on him. But then again, they're crying because they can't pay the rent. And I'm not saying the kid's money is for the rent, but it goes along with the territory. But the kid's money helps you. So the money that you get, you can pay the rent. So I just don't feel sorry for guys that have an excuse to not do for their children. Or they'll take a woman out on the town, splurge her to make the baby mama mad, and the son need a pair of new shoes. And then, I've always, when my kids were growing up, my thing was, if you had on J's, they had on J's. You know, if you rock Louis Vuitton, they rocking Louis Vuitton. Because it just, to me, even though they little, they might not, you know, you never know what might happen. You know, I lost my child at the age of 13. And him leaving us was really, really devastating to all of us. So, whether, and the way these guys are doing it now, they are, honey, turning these women out to on drugs. So they can take their kids, give them to their family, and don't have to take care of them kids. Because with mama and them have them, mama going to do whatever. She going to make sure they all right. Because me as a mama, I do that for mine. So, it's done got outrageous to where when Janarino was over it, baby daddies pay child support, whether the baby mamas wanted them to or not. It was automatically filed through the Department of Human Services. But even that has been slacking. The child enforcement or whatever it's called. You know, and those who do take care of their children, I salute you. I love you. Black man, soldier, black woman, white, black, Arabian, whatever. If you are there taking care of your child, making sure your child is being very well taken care of, and the baby mama don't want for nothing, because see, my baby daddy, he will even go as far as buy me a car. Why? Because he didn't want me and my kids on sitting on no bus in strangers' faces and all this kind of stuff, and they could be able to be kidnapped when I'm not watching or something. So he made sure I had a car to get them to the doctor's appointment, back and forth from school. He made sure they had their shoes, their clothes. They was up. They could be popular because they had the new stuff that came out. And it's just like some fathers care and some fathers don't. So, and these new age fathers, like, they'll take everything, care of everything but the kids. Some of them is even calling DHS on the parent, on the mothers, so they don't have to take care of the kids. These fathers is going, what would you do? I'm just saying, if it was your child, your grandchild, your nephew, your niece, you know, your great niece, great uncle, what would you do If you seen this guy out on the town, just shopping, G'd up, and then you know for a fact TT, and that's the example name, called you yesterday and told you that she hadn't seen him in 6 months and that the baby been needing some new shoes for 6 months. The one she got, he can't wear no more. And all she got left is her rent money or her electric money or her gas money or her other kids' money to get their shoes that they daddy gave them. And it's just this one that just don't want to cooperate. How would you feel? What would you do? Would you address the issue to your niece, nephew, or whatever, whichever one is which, the one that's the bearing parent, the one that's taking care of the parent child, or the one that's not? Like, do you not say nothing, or do you step in and just do it yourself? And that's kind of like enabling them, even though the child's being taken care of, it's still enabling them and giving them the freedom to not take care of their child. And I know, like, this new generation, they'll come sleep with the baby mama, shut the door, and don't even speak to their kid until their kid come in there and make them, hey, daddy, hey, son, hey, daughter, you know, and then being forced to interact, and then that's only for a few minutes until he's wanting the mama something. So what would you do? How would you feel if it was you on the outside looking in watching this go on? Do you step in? Do you mind your business? Do you help out? Like, what do you do? Tell me. This is Lady Peaches. What's up? Yay, yay. And we're talking about those deadbeat dads. And congratulations to those fathers that do what do the most. And you know what I'm talking about. Love, peace, and hair grease. Till now and next time, we are family. Hey, I got all my sisters and me. Hey, yeah, we are family. Yeah, this Lady Peaches, what's up? Tune in till next time. Thank you for joining in on my podcast. And you have a lovely, lovely day. And enjoy your day.